Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Once again, your Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day is Your Love by The Outfield, released in 1986, once reached as high as number 6 on the Billboard Top 100. Might not be that questionable, Bill, however, is a song that takes me back to my childhood, and it's for an odd reason. I went to a lot of Husker baseball games as a young kid. Mm-hmm. And Chad Christensen is who I believe had this as his walk-up song back in the late 2000s.
Really?
And so this was the song. I remember first hearing it at Haymarket Park
back in the early 2000s. I like my girls a little bit older.
Something like that.
Yes.
So initial thoughts on the song of the day.
Okay, that was interesting. Yeah, that was that. The Outfield, I have to check with Rick Heyman. I'm sure they're in the Hall of Fame. This song, me and Sip have heard 1,000 times.
Okay.
It was right in our wheelhouse of songs that we heard. It starts out strong,
yeah,
and then fades. It starts out, the start of the song is really good.
I would agree.
And then it kind of fades out from there. So that was kind of a little bit of a downer, I guess. But with the headphones on, better than I anticipated. Heard it a lot. It was a little bit of background noise, so don't despise it at all. I'm going to give it a 6.8.
Okay.
Kind of enjoyed it this morning, 6.8. It feels more like a Tuesday song than a Monday song.
Sure.
More of a Tuesday vibe to it, but that's where it's at.
All right. Well, yeah. 6.8 for you, Bill Bush. All right, let's go to the text line, 464-5685. Rick from Wahoo starts us off. He says it's an 8. Jake and Hickman with a 6.4. Bill and Bennett, 6.75. Joe and Boulder gives it a 10. Vern
went 10, okay.
Vern and Dakin gives it a 7.9. Kent says it's a classic college song for me, 8.8.
Kent's right.
Who in Columbus?
Bert!
3. Yeah. There you go. Jennifer, how about this? Jennifer and Hovey, I struggle time and time again to get a rather high score from those two. Jennifer with a 7. Hubby with a 7.7. They say, quote, good job, Nick.
That's very odd. We've had something here happen from the show, Nick, that you're unaware of.
Okay.
Hubby, 99.9% of the time, goes lower than Jennifer. Yes, he goes lower.
Not today.
It's not today. He goes higher. So that's interesting.
A couple more here. Let's see. Matt says, you killed it, Swim. It takes me back to the days of running around at the pool. A 10. Tater, 5.1.
That's pool music. Yeah.
Tater says a 5.1. I've heard it too many times to go any higher. A couple more. Triple H's dad says 4. And Joe says, I wore out 2 cassette tapes cruising to this album with my buddies. A 9.5.
Yeah, this gives some good things to it. I'm feel good about my number.
Yeah,
6.8. Yeah, I'm never going to hate it. Wouldn't mind hearing it again. I'm a little bit like one of our who just texted in that, heard it so many times.
Sure.
Tater. Maybe a little bit. If that would have caught me and I've been like going, hang on now, what is this? I haven't heard this forever. It would have been a little different, but I'm a fan. The Outfield.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
We cannot, before we get to Bill's throws, we cannot forget our folks on the YouTube stream. Genghis.
Bolt.
Yes. Genghis gives it a
4.0.
Justin gives it a 7.5. Rick chimes in, says anything by The Outfield is 7.5.
Okay.
Nashville Husker says, meh, 5.5. Nels in Montana, 5.4.
Nels.
Brad gives it an average 7.0. And Doug in Idaho, 4.4 for Doug in Idaho. So there you go. Once again, the Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day is Your Love by The Outfield. Not very questionable, but one that certainly wanted to kick us off with on Monday morning. All right, Bill. It is time for Bill's Thrills. It is a Football Facts Monday. I'm going to be honest with you here. I forgot to pull up the music, and so we are going to get this pulled up as I continue to buy time.
Buy time.
Here.
We're buying
here
time.
Here is Bill's Thrills. Hopefully this is the correct version. Bill's Thrills on a Monday starts now.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah. Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
During the show, have you seen I sent it to you today?
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting.
Randy!
If you're looking for remodels and everything from bathrooms, kitchen, and whole house remodels, call Randy at 402-417-5204 for a quote today. It's a Football Facts Monday, my friend Bill. That's what you got up for us.
First of all, Randy just stopped in. How about that? He's on the move. He's been out. He'd already met with one person this morning already on a remodel. Then stopped down and brought us some fresh baked kolaches, which will be incredible. So I know that Farley's having one. I'm going to have one. So they're incredible to get those. So appreciate that. Mine's simple. It's on Football Facts like that. And it's pretty simple. And I hate to, like I said, like that, I don't go to a lot of NFL stuff until college is over. But something came up yesterday that just stood out to me. And it's something I mentioned on the show before, but I wanted to reiterate on it, is that I'll never budge on how I judge. I'll never budge on how I judge. And I used to judge every football team on Sundays when I first started the preparation of next week's game plan. And I would judge it off of two things I would look at first. Every time, I would watch the other team's extra point block, not field goal block, the extra point block. And then I'd watch their kickoff team, and I knew what kind of fight we were in for that day as far as how the head coach had their team ready to play. Because what you would see on extra point on teams who are uninterested or the head coach or the total alignment of how things are done from top down, on an extra point, you see him take one step like that and just jog off, not even hardly give an effort to it like that. So when you saw a team strain on that play to block an extra point, which is probably like a 1% chance of blocking, especially in high school and college, that strain, and then just turn a kickoff team on and just watch them run and just watch how they finish through the end. And there's some that just, they don't. You can feel a good, it's like a thundering herd coming down the field on really good ones. And so when you judge it that way, you knew what you were in for, because you can just guarantee it. If you turn their defense on, they're going to play really hard. If you turn their offensive line on, they're going to finish blocks. You just knew what you're going to get if you just watch those two things. And I bring it up because the whole reason that the Eagles beat the Bills is because Jalen Carter got one finger on a extra point. If he doesn't block that extra point, Buffalo's kicking the extra point to win the game at the end. Instead, he blocks on it. This is making what, 20? I don't know what he's making a year. This is, and then you watch their strain. Now their extra points are a little longer. I don't care. There should never be a middle block on. But you know what? He banked on one thing. Maybe the kicker will miss kick it. which he did, and it was a little low, and he got two fingers on that ball to make it to make it still stay at a 7-point game. That's what forced the Bills to go for two. And even though they had the whole reason they won that game is because of their strain on an extra point and getting it blocked. And so there's certain areas of games that you can watch in on different sports of like, man, when you're watching, how can you judge them? And I just love that. Like I said, you watch, and then on field goals, they're going to block a field goal, and the other team's blocking, is kicking to win it. Oh, the strain's unreal. Mm-hmm. How do they strain when it's an extra point and the score is 14 to 10, middle of the second quarter?
Is it the mindset of how you do some things is how you do everything?
Pretty much, and it just tells you, it just screams at you how you coach your team, and it generally screams how that head coach down. Everything that's going on, you have all these different, it's like, this is how we do it. When we call whatever it is, block right or block left or whatever you call on your extra point, this can be executed at the highest level with the most energy. That's just it. And that's period. And then you sit on the kickoff team, you just see guys like that. They're like, man, they are into this 100%, especially even if they have a good kickoff guy, the ball may not even be returnable. We could be way deep, and you still see their effort. You just knew what you were up against right away. It's like, man, this is not good. I'm telling you, this is going to be a rough game. So you have to match their intensity. But it is how you do everything the right way. And you just knew that the whole team would be coached that well.
Last thing is, what is it that coaches and for you guys, what did you prioritize in bowl practices? Because like those details that you talked about. Those, I would imagine, are things that you instill like before the season starts, right? Because you'd want to be doing that all 12 games.
Yeah.
But so what is the focus like right now for a lot of these teams getting ready for bowl games?
Well, you would have went back in time. Like I said, the first part, I'm sure, of like Nebraska, whatever their total number was, the first 5-6 practices, you just go back. You see, we always say camp rules. That was just camp. It was just, we weren't even really worried about the opponent, except for maybe film, maybe a 10-minute period. But, hey, we're focused on us. We're just going to go out and play fast, get ourselves going. We're going to block. We're going to run to the football. We're going to do that. Then you get into more task-specific stuff as you get going along a little bit and have different things that you're trying to get yourself set for. Now the issue is always, you know, is more better, and then who has their team in the right frame of mind and who has their legs in the right frame of mind? How well do I have our team fresh and ready to go, excited to play? All those things come down, because sometimes as a coach, no matter what, you kind of always want more, and more is not better, because you can do a lot of more because you have them for right. I mean, you can meet and do a lot of things and make bowl games somewhat miserable and just more. So you want to try to keep things in the right way to have your guys in that frame of mind. But then when you get to, like, you know the term that gets used 10,000 times is the standard's the standard.
Sure.
And so that is one of those things. Now, like an extra point block or field goal block, if you kick 8 to 10 kicks in practice, you're not doing those live.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of them you have to, and say, hey, this is live. This is a live rep. Because the offensive line gets punched. I mean, that is a pummeling, because they're just accepting blows. You don't fire off the ball and deal a blow on. You have to build. You've built a wall, and they're trying to penetrate the wall. That's what happened on the block yesterday. Gotcha. Was that there was knockback and a high hand, and so that was always I used to always talk about hands in the flight line. We don't block bad kicks, which means the kicks over here. I always tell them to go, if we block this kick from this spot, the kick was no good. Yeah. So don't block bad kicks. Our hands have to be in the flight lane of the ball. And whether and anymore, I mean, 90% of the kicks are all internally blocked. They're not blocked off the edge.
Do we, as a special teams guy like yourself, do we ask and expect too much from kickers?
In my mind, because I watch their, I've been able to be around so many good ones. And so I'm just like, I go, I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. And I've seen guys right now, I like in the NFL, it's like you'll see the line they must reach to kick a field goal. It's like the 45.
It is.
And so,
yeah. So they can do a 62.
Yeah. So I'm just amazed at what they can do. Say, yes, if we what could we kick for a game winner or last kick of the halftime? We're good from 65.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of those conversations. I do. I think that there is so much ass of them. I learned that on trying to place kickoffs. Be like, well, hey, listen, I want to place this ball deep right, and I'm like, and then someone taught me that at a young age, because I was just like going, you know, just kick it deep right, And basically, you try to have your kicker land the ball in a trash can at the goal line, 5 yards from the sideline. Well, that's next to impossible.
Yeah.
And then because balls will go out of bounds. Mm-hmm. So that's when I changed my philosophy a little bit of just being like, how can I get this kicker to freely kick the best that he can?
Yeah.
Because of the skill set. But sometimes you have the combination of guys just like, just punt it over there, kick it over there. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. That's why the ball is controlled a lot more now, even on punts, because not everyone, but the majority of people that are kicking control style punts and Aussie style nose down on the punts, that you can control those balls way more than you can kick in a spiral. And so you have a better chance to control it. But it's hard. But I what they do is amazing. So I went from being like, just kick it over there, to now being like, how'd you kick it over there? That was remarkable.
Yeah, I will see that this week in the college football playoff in meaningful games where guys will be sent out for 50-yard field goals and the expectations that they make it. And it's at the college and NFL level, it's absurd what they're able to do.
Think of the game changer there is in the Oklahoma game. Their kicker wins the Lou Groza Award and he misses two.
Miami and Texas A&M. Yeah. Miami and Texas A&M, similar situation.
Yeah, wind was horrible, but they couldn't do anything.
Yes. Yep.
But Oklahoma was insane. I mean, their best kicker in the country missed two.
Missed two of them. One from like 31. And we all sat there and go, that's a chip shot.
Chip shot, yeah.
So remind us the headline, Bill.
What's that?
I'll never budge
on how I judge.
There it is. Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. Make sure you call Randy today, 402-417-5204 for a quote today on your bathroom, kitchen, or whole house remodels. All right, as we turn the page, officially start hour number two. Plenty more to get into. Talk about bowl game trips as well as head scratchers coming up later in the show. And don't go anywhere. In about an hour's time, Spence Checkitz of ESPN Radio in Salt Lake City will join Bill and myself as we talk Kyle Whittingham, Utah football, and everything else going on out in Salt Lake as Kyle Whittingham officially off to Ann Arbor to coach the Wolverines. We take a break, come back, early break on the ticket right after this.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.